Israeli forces have arrested 100 Palestinians in just one city in the occupied West Bank last month. The Palestinian Prisoners Club Society has said in a report that all of the arrests were made in Hebron and Khalil. Officials say 35 of the detainees are to be held for a longer time. The Prisoner Society has called on human rights organizations to expose the crimes Tel Aviv has been committing against Palestinians in Al-Khalil. Israeli forces carry out arrest raids in the West Bank on a nearly daily basis. So Mustafa Barghouti is a member of the Palestinian Legislative Council. He's with us now on the line from Ramallah. Mr. Barghouti, welcome to the Top 5. We were speaking earlier with our correspondent. He was telling us that a lot of these prisoners are being held without charges, without trial. But how come we're not seeing the international action that these kinds of, crimes, so to speak, warrant?
There is growing now actions of solidarity with these prisoners and in protest of the Israeli violations of human rights. In reality, Israel is applying the British mandatory law, which has been cancelled in Britain itself. And that law has created what they call administrative detention, which means Israel can arrest and put in jail people for unlimited periods of time without any charges. And that's one of the worst violations of human rights. There are hundreds of Palestinians who are under administrative detention, and they are now on strike demanding their release, which is and the end of their arrest, which is illegal. More than that, I want to tell you that during the last 9 months of the so-called negotiations, the Israeli army has conducted more than 3,650 military arrests. It's a huge number. And the campaigns of arresting people is going on constantly. And by international law now, Palestinian territories are an occupied state. And Israel is violating international laws and the Geneva Conventions that are applicable to any occupied territory.
Right, and Mr. Barghouti, just quickly, if you can, we are running out of time. We are hearing, of course, of those prisoners who've gone on a hunger strike. Can you tell us whether this is going to be effective in their cases being investigated?
I didn't get the question. Can you repeat?
My question was about the hunger strikers among the Palestinians. Do you think this action is going to actually help their cases?
I am sure it will. In previous cases, like in the case of Khadr Adnan and Aisawi, the Israeli army was eventually forced to release them because they were determined and they stayed on the hunger strike. And today we are having hundreds of prisoners who are on hunger strike. I am sure this will be effective, but what would help is the utmost possible amount of international solidarity with them.